So Lisa Nandy, and as the culture secretary, is making a massive mistake. The whole Labour government, they just posted this tweet of, look how progressive we are, all the women in the Labour Parliament. It's like, well, you don't. First of all, most of you won't define what a woman is.
Yeah, do we just
51% women.
What, do we just ban them from things?
Well, I mean,
come on,
ban who?
Women. Come on, Carl.
No, we have to provide and protect for our women. Women are the heart of the family, where men are the brain of the family. We lead in very different ways.
Well, I had a really good KC.
Yeah.
She was really good. She was so good. She was.
Did you win?
Yeah, I did win, yeah.
Wait, which one? Because I haven't seen you in a KC in a long time.
Do you want to fight? Why are you being like this?
90 grand each. Which KC?
Stop it. It hurts. Welcome to another episode of Fox and Father with me, the Fox, and him,
the Father.
You may notice this week that I don't have any glasses on. I went to the opticians to get my eyes tested, and they said that there was something had changed in my eyes because I'm an old, dying man. But I can't wear them because they make me feel dizzy. So I'm wearing these instead. But do you think I can wear them throughout the interview?
It's so Hollywood. It's not an interview.
I'm interviewing you.
Okay.
As to what's wrong with you. People know what this show is about, Calvin. This show is about me trying to teach you in the ways of righteousness. That's what it's always been about.
Yeah. My eyes barely change, but my old principal said that it's a big con and that it's just a money-making scheme and you should just not bother with opticians.
What?
Yeah.
Do you think there's an element of laziness that we go like, I can't read that, so instead of training our eyes to be able to read it, we buy glasses to make it simple? Do you think glasses are the alcohol for the eyes?
I actually don't know, because someone was sending me these conspiracy theories on Twitter of opticians being a big scam and actually you can retrain your eyes. I don't know.
This is the problem in 2024. What isn't a conspiracy theory?
I know.
How are you, my dear?
I am very well, thank you.
You're better? You've recovered?
I can breathe again.
Oh, so good.
We take it for granted, don't we?
Well, there are a lot of people that wish that you couldn't breathe.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe. Well, yeah. That's not very nice.
Well, not me.
I know, but
I love you.
They're not very nice people.
Well, you know, they would not think you're a nice person. They think you're a far-right extremist, Calvin.
There's nothing wrong with that. I've had nearly a month in Cambridge, so I'm very chilled, spending time with lovely people.
Yeah.
My mother came up as well. We had a nice time. Had a Sunday roast by the river. Yeah, it's good. How are you?
I'm really, really good, except for my blocked pipe. Now, look, I don't know how many people are into plumbing out there, but it turns out that the former resident of my home, his partner, needed the loo of an evening. So they put loo in, and I was just like, oh, it's a loo. But no, it's a macerator, right?
Was he a detective?
No.
What's the partner?
His wife.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Father. Anyway,
terminology.
Saniflow will only take a 20 something mil pipe, but the standard industry pipes, anyway, the whole thing exploded. So, it's been interesting. I do now.
No plumbing.
Well, you have to have one. Anyway, I do now.
Okay.
But it's been pretty brutal. Other than that, it's been 90-minute, 2-hour walk on the beach every day, talking through life and getting to the right pace of existence.
Right.
Lizzie does a lot of unpacking boxes. I try and unpack boxes and then I unpack boxes and then my neck starts going. So I have to be a bit careful. And I finished my legal thing last week, which I imagine is the end of Act 5 plus the fucking epilogue plus everything else.
Yeah.
And it all, the exact result was the result a decade ago.
A waste of time, effort, and money.
And, oh, you know, I object to ROC, Relationship Sex Education. Yeah. At a certain North London school, a man is just, who teaches ROC, because, you know, we objected to it for a reason, didn't we? At a certain North London school, a man has just been charged and pleaded guilty on all counts for making and distributing images of children.
Of course. Of course it's an RSE teacher.
So I'm not taking the school's email about how to talk to my child about it. I'm going, has this man had contact with my child? How do you know the... So I'm just drawing a long list up. But it just goes to show, you know, we've always said this, that the Dark Lord hides in the safest places.
Yeah.
So that's been my week. Blissfully happy. I feel completely rejuvenated. I feel really... I had a day the other day where I looked at my phone three times.
That is healthy.
Just
that's
really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, when I looked at the phone, I did come out with some pretty spicy stuff, but as per.
It's not like you.
But it was. So, I'm like, I'm team winning.
I'm loving the video content.
Mm.
Just countryside walks and chilling and the dogs. And it's wonderful.
They're so good. We lost another dog to the... To a new owner. We didn't lose the dog. Sorry, I've got to really work up. Sorry, Matt. So he went to a new owner. So we're down to the two left.
Right.
And I want to hold on to Snickies.
So you've got the black one?
No, Apollo's gone.
Oh, that's the nicest one.
I know. But I like Snickers because Snickers was the runt.
That's core.
Well, it started off as Sadiq and now it's Narinda. Oh, yeah. And then it was Snickers, rhymes with knickers. Don't ask me why. But I just want to have her close to my heart. Speaking of which, I've just got back from the Lewisham...
The old Rozzers.
The Lewisham police station.
Yeah.
And because they wanted a voluntary interview. Part of me was like, fuck off, I'm not coming. Mm. But the other part of me was like, no, go. Go to them and offer yourself voluntarily to Metropolitan Police.
And how were they with you?
They were very polite. Because I did turn up in the interview room like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And then they said it was two CID officers that had been assigned to the case because the narcissistic knickerbocker refuses to wear pants lady had complained so many times. And they just said, at one point, basically they were just like, this is just the last thing I want to be doing in my life. They're detectives.
Yep.
These people are highly ranking people.
They're trained up.
And they're investigating a narcissist whining whinginess off social media. Anyway, it went to nothing, will go to nothing, processes, punishment, etc. But it did give me an opportunity to, because Gordon, the lawyer, looked through it and he went, you know, she's called you a sex offender.
Wow.
Sex criminal. So I was like, I'm not a sex criminal.
What the hell's a sex criminal?
So I've now lodged a formal complaint with them. Mm. And so hopefully karma might come and bite that bitch in the ass.
But you've filed it as a hate crime, hate speech thing.
Well, no, it's an accusation. She's accusing me of being she's accusing me of being a sex criminal, which is a crime.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
So I don't really care about... I mean, I do care about that. I you know, but we're kind of post-truth world where it's like, you're a racist, coconut, lunatic, fascist, right-wing extremist. I'm, you know, whatever I am, all of them.
Depends on the day of the week.
Yeah, it depends on the day of the week. And so we sort of got there.
Words mean nothing. We saw our new government tweeting today from the Home Office that irregular migration will be addressed. It's like, wait a minute, what are we addressing? I thought the problem was illegal immigration. What's irregular migration? Is that when the birds go from north to south?
That's a very good way of putting it. Like the birds fly to the cold place over winter.
Or is it a bowel movement? I'm not sure.
Well, you know what it is? It's exactly what I complain about all the time, which is the misappropriation of language, of which I was trained in.
By design, though, right?
Yeah. Irregular. It's like an irregular period. No, it's not.
Right.
It is irregular, but it's been going on for 30 years.
Yeah, it's no longer irregular. It's regular.
Yeah. It's regularly... And, you know, the Great Replacement is a conspiracy... I tweeted and you corrected me, it's because I didn't do capital G. I was like, you misspelled the Great Replacement theory.
Right.
When are we allowed to talk about this? The UN have done a report on it. When are we allowed to turn around and say, why are you replacing our population with migrants who have no values that we share? Why are you doing it?
We're allowed to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We are?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are allowed to talk about it now.
But I want to get to the cusp of why they're changing the language, why they no longer want to... Is it because they don't want to be accused as being racist, or they want to change how we see the illegal migrants?
It's because it's to soften it up. It's like undocumented migrants in America. They're not. They're illegal aliens. That's what they are. They're alien to your soul, and they call them undocumented migrants.
Illegal aliens, yeah.
You know, and we've had this conversation before about law-facing individuals or law interaction. It's like, no, you're a criminal.
Yeah.
And this is just another way of trying to regularize, by using the word irregular, the idea that people can come to our country, take full advantage of our benefit system, take full advantage of everything, and we managed to sit there and clap along. Well, I'm sick of clapping along, and I don't think we should clap along, because I think we're our entire... I wrote a little Twitter piece, which means I've got to start a Substack, because my long Twitters get read, like, one of them got read a million times.
Wow.
So I've got to start a Substack. And I wrote it about culture, about the idea that we as a culture, every culture is unique and different. And one of my views on Islam is that because it can't really migrate geographically, I mean, it does migrate geographically, but because it comes from a place of sort of desert and sand and hot, and, you know, there's no real place to migrate geographically. I mean, sorry, intellectually, so it migrates geographically.
Right.
Whereas in England, you've got different churches to Netherlands, to Spain, to all of these sorts of places. So I was just trying to explain that culture is so important. Our culture has been completely diluted. We have no say in it. We're all called racist. Now we've got a Labour government for 5 years who are going to make it so much worse. But on the plus side, they are going to do equitable spread of migrants. So I'm really looking forward to some of them being dropped off in Weybridge, as my friend Jeffrey pointed out the other day.
So it's a win, because they have... The Labour government has finally curbed illegal immigration down to zero. There's no more illegal immigration.
That's in the same way as there's no more terrorist attacks, mental health issues.
Right. Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm. But now we have this new equitable, irregular migration to contend with. And I don't understand, when does it irregular become regular? And is that what we used to refer to as legal migration? In which case, why are we not incentivizing legal migration over illegal migration? And Suella Braverman was quite good on this on LBC. By the way, that was fantastic. Mm. Replacing James O'Brien with LBC. Whoever runs LBC's marketing campaign, that was hilarious.
There's a sense of humour failure on James O'Brien's part.
So. I don't think he has one. He's a hardcore lefty, isn't he?
Yeah.
She was quite good on this when people were phoning her up to challenge her. They were saying, where are the safe routes? Where are the safe routes? And she's like, well, what kind of safe route do you want with Afghanistan? You know, it was a hotbed of terrorism. Do you have safe routes from Afghanistan or to Afghanistan? We can't send people back there. What do we do with the people? But I always thought a safe route was the way in. And the safe route is, what, a £20 EasyJet flight, right? And then you go to the embassy and you file in the paperwork. Or you do it before you leave.
Should do it before you leave,
right? You don't need to pay £5,000 to come on a rubber dinghy and throw your paperwork in the sea on the way over. But of course, that's how you get the better benefits, and that's how you get how you encourage people smuggling and the gangs and all of that.
Mm.
So the point I'm getting to is, I don't really know why we're encouraging all this illegal activity that we're now referring to as irregular, when there are already legal, safe, regular routes for migration. Let's cut it all out.
I think a full and total moratorium is the only answer at this juncture, and I think it may be beyond too late at this time. So who knows? But
well, they're closing the what's the barge called again? Stormbridge or whatever.
The Bibby Stockholm.
Yeah, thank you.
They're closing the barge.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's not fair.
I don't know.
Labour's
first priority.
You know, just take the leftist argument to its end degree. What is fair? A nice house in Horsham.
But you don't get to choose where you're born. And so that inherent privilege is unfair. And so someone who's born in a third world country should have the right to come and live here because we have it better here. But they don't understand that the natural conclusion of that is that we will no longer have it better here. If we keep importing the third world, we become the third world.
Well, then why don't we? There must be really nice parts of the Hindu Kush Mountains, and we just go and build some nice mountain villas. You know, we don't do that with the rest of the world. I mean, we have historically, whenever we've had a left-wing government in charge, we've gone and killed people because that's what left-wing people like doing, the Tony Blairs this world. But, you know, I can't see how, speaking out of one side of your mouth, you're going, oh, no, the British Empire was terrible. You were the worst people in the whole world. And on the other side of the house, it's like, come in and colonise us. We love it. It's great.
Yeah, it's that silly guilt for war history, isn't it?
I don't feel guilty for history.
Well, no, I think if you look at what the British Empire accomplished, it was objectively a good with some bad parts to it, like everything in human history.
Yeah.
Any good has some bad parts and vice versa. But I think if we want to help these countries, we look at ways to help encourage people to stay where they are and improve their home country rather than everyone get on a boat to here. But we have a Labour government now, a left-wing government now, who are going to do the exact opposite. So we won't have borders. We are a borderless country, which means we are no longer a country.
I can see the border argument. I get the border argument. I get the idea that you go, we're just one global world place, man, and we all need to like be earthlings. And I get it. But it's boring.
It's sick.
Because it means that you wouldn't get curry. It's like, no, man, in the global world, we don't have your culture like imposing curry on us. Or, and then if you take their stupid, profoundly shit logic, you go, no, man, we're all earthlings. You can't like cover your face in the like burqa and stuff because that's like not what we do in the earthling world. It's a sort of soppy, pathetic, globalized new world order. No one can have a fight with each other anymore. Can't wait for Trump to come back.
If anything, I think
it's... Abu Baghdad.
He died like a dog.
I just love it. I mean, like, when they say it's coming home about football, I'm just like, no, that's what I want to come home.
Yeah.
I want that dude.
Trump.
Yeah, I need it.
They're already trying to cheat, aren't they? They're already saying Kamala is the most popular candidate. Look at her polls. It's crooked as hell. The Americans are not going to fall for this a second time.
They might do.
No one's ever liked Kamala. She's always fallen Excuse way me, down in the
polls. BBC explained how to pronounce her name, Calvin.
Go on.
Kamala. Tina Dehini from the BBC, a woman of colour, so don't disrespect her.
Tina Dehini.
She said,
what you have with your
it's Kamala. But I think it's Kamala. And I think you even think know it's anymore. Kamala. So, I mean, who gives a fuck?
Kamala.
Kamala.
I don't know or care, but the thing is, no one has ever liked her. She's hardcore DIE. She's a radical lefty. She supported all of Biden's policies. And I don't think she's very clever.
She's thick as pig shit. So, but conceptual James Lindsay talks about, sorry, that's rude. She's not thick as pig shit. That's a rude thing to say. But for the leader of the world, she's thick as pig shit, you know, to lead the free world. He said that all of her language about unburdening oneself from the passage of time, that's all from the Communist Manifesto.
Is it?
Yeah, he did a great long thread on it.
Oh.
But the problem with her is, you know who got more delegates than her?
We can be unburdened by what has been.
Yeah.
It's just insane. And that laugh is insane.
Yeah, she apparently didn't do that before. She got less delegates originally than Julian Castro. Julian Castro in the 2020. Julian Castro spoke at length about reproductive rights for trans men.
Huh?
So that was his big shtick.
What is a reproductive right for a trans man?
I think it's like pregnancy services for bearded women.
Oh, yeah, because a trans man is a pretend man, so it's a woman. A reproductive right for a woman. What right do they want?
I don't know. To have beards and no tits. And babies.
Now, James Lindsay's good on this stuff. I'm seeing him this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Turning Point USA conference in West Palm Beach in Florida, which should be good fun.
You but keep going away to America, you're making me scared.
He is the only, as far as I know, non-Christian there. It's called a believer.
He's a major Christian.
James Lindsay?
Yeah. He's a mega Christian.
Okay.
I mean, he might not be a Calvin Robinson Christian.
He's a massive atheist.
No, he's not.
James Lindsay?
Yeah. He's a mega Christian.
What?
Yeah, he is.
No, he isn't.
He is. Well, okay.
I don't know if you're trolling me or what.
I'm not trolling you. We haven't even got to the envelopes. How long have we been talking?
I don't know.
But shut up. Right, you get an envelope now. I'm going to throw it at you because I'm angry that you... No, I'm not. I'm nice. I'm glad that you're well again.
Thank you. It's been a while since we've done envelopes.
Yeah, I thought we'd bring the envelopes back because, you know, that's... Otherwise, it's like, you know, we've sold them the wrong deal.
Speaking of selling the wrong deal, school serves halal-only lunches as local council faces demands for urgent answers. A mother was left bemused after her daughter's secondary school refused to provide non-halal meat options.
Right. For those of us that don't know what halal is, what is halal, Calf?
When the Mohammedans brutally kill an animal and pray over it, they slice its neck and let the blood spill out as it's still... heart is still beating because that's how their demon god wants them to.
But we used to do that with pigs.
We used to do that for pigs.
Yeah, you stick a pig. We used to do that. I had a garden in the countryside. Sorry, I'm not trying to wind you up straight away. But I'm just trying to say we had a garden in the countryside and Weggy, the local guy who collected Nazi paraphernalia, not related, used to say to me that what they would do in a rose garden, you know, in a walled rose garden, was they'd stick a pig and they'd stick it and it would be pumping out blood everywhere. What? And it would run around dying and it would just put all this lovely nutrients into the soil.
Yeah, that's awful.
So that's not good either.
No.
No.
I don't think any barbaric killing of animals is good. And in this country, we've evolved to a place where we stun our animals before we kill them.
Yeah, but we still kill them. I mean, is it not so much the barbarism? Hang on.
Animals are there for us.
Is it more the fact that it's the lack of choice than it is the...
Choice of what?
The lack of choice as to whether you can have an animal which is being killed.
No, that's probably part of the problem. So the problem is that it's barbaric. Halal meat is barbaric and should be outlawed, should be illegal, banned in this country. Absolutely. But then for a state school to be only serving halal is wrong. Right, remember, I used to be a teacher. One of the first schools I taught, the first school I taught him, I went for an English breakfast. And they gave me this English breakfast. There were beans, some kind of hash browns.
Chicken sausage.
Eggs and toast. Now, that's not an English breakfast.
I would not get it.
I was livid, Lawrence. As you can imagine.
Did you start saying Mohammedans out loud?
Where's my bacon? Where's my sausage? This is what makes a full English. Everyone knows this.
Without bacon sausage, it's like...
Optional black pudding, but bacon, sausage, beans, egg, and some kind of potato like hash brown.
Hash brown.
And this is outrageous.
But, James O'Brien will tell us that the hash brown came from Tunisia.
Which is fine. It doesn't matter where it came from. Yeah. It's part that makes up the English breakfast.
Yeah.
It's one of our staples. In an English school, in a state school, I wasn't able to get full, and they called it full English, but they adopted it so they wouldn't offend the Mohammedans. That's not inclusivity, that's exclusivity.
It is exclusivity. Inclusivity is exclusivity. We need to put that in the culture stores.
But if a Mohammedan doesn't want to eat bacon and sausage, then they won't have the full English breakfast.
But are they not worried that it will touch like being in the same kitchen as? Is that the thinking?
A kitchen in a state school in a Christian country should stick to Christian values.
Okay, you just cook, let me just devil's advocate you for a minute here.
Devil's advocate is not a good advocate.
All right, let me advocate for their position. All right?
Yeah.
The animal's dying.
Yeah.
So if an animal had consciousness, which it doesn't, you go, do you want to be killed halal or do you want to be stunned and then bolt? Gun to the head.
Yep.
I think the animal's going, I don't want to, you know, the animal had consciousness, which doesn't, I don't want to die. My objection is not so much that halal meat practices take place, it's that you're not allowed to not have it.
Well, it's both are issues.
But how do the Jews kill food?
That's also barbaric. Kosher is barbaric, halal is barbaric.
How do they kosher it?
They also slaughter it.
So they just...
In a state school, we shouldn't have any meat that is prayed over to a false god, in the same way of our argument as last week, with the so-called Christians bowing their heads when people were praying to a demon or a pagan or whatever. A pagan god. It shouldn't be done in this country. Why are we allowing that? It's bonkers. But we've become so inclusive that we're excluding ourselves. And this poor woman, her daughter just wanted to eat some normal meat.
Become so inclusive that we're excluding ourselves.
Yeah.
That is so well put. That's the problem with over-inclusion, is you have to start excluding yourself. But then, okay, let's advocate back to that, which is like, aren't there parts of your personality you want to exclude?
Yeah, not the full English breakfast part.
No. But do you see how they take sort of religious doctrines and thinking and they use it back on you in a secular way, and it's very difficult to resist it? Because I'm not as annoyed about the halal thing. The thing that slightly gets me on the halal thing is the fact that I know that loads, and I speak to people up north who say that all the slaughterhouses up north have been taken over by Muslim communities, and therefore all of them eat halal. You don't get a choice.
Yeah, and the supermarkets are lying about it as well. They're labeling food as halal and other food as not halal, not labeling it as halal when it is halal. People should be able to avoid halal if they want to. Why are we
bending over backwards?
You tell me.
Well, because we're weak and we're cowardly and we're taught to hate ourselves. And it actually starts, and I've started to think about this in a really serious way now. Mm. We are celebrating the hatred of the white person.
Mm. The straight, white, Christian man in particular.
Oh, God. I just wanted to get out. Mm. I'm black now.
Oh, I didn't know you were all of those things.
I'm not straight or white. I'm black. I identify as black. Yeah. And I identify as non-binary. So,
yeah.
Fuck you, mate.
But this is what it is about. It is a hatred. Mostly it's self-hatred, but not always
so much. And why are we allowing it to happen?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I finally got to a thing that Calvin Robinson doesn't understand.
Oh, there are lots of things I don't understand.
Okay, so what would you do to change it?
Ban halal. First of all, from our schools.
So ban halal from the schools, but you should be able to, if you're a Muslim, you should be able to buy it from a supermarket if you want it.
I'd probably ban it from supermarkets too, to be honest.
You could have like a halal section, like you have a veggie section.
We have that, but then it's taken over all of the sections. I don't think there is a place for halal in our country.
How am I surprised?
Like if you want to abide by... Where's PETA? Where's RSPCA? Where are all these animal rights groups that are so woken up themselves? I don't see them out about saying, ban halal. It's, again, talking out of both sides.
But I think they just think meat is murder full stop, don't they?
But some murder is worse than others.
Hang on, are you trying to say that stunning an animal and then shooting it in the head with a bolt?
I'm saying a painless death for an animal, where we understand that animals are there for us to eat, love and farm, and some animals wouldn't even be around if we weren't farming them and eating them. That is very different to barbarically hurting and draining its blood and slaughtering it and praying over it for a false god.
Did you see the camel one on the internet?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
I've seen enough of these clips on the internet of what these people
do
with their animals.
The internet seems to be much fuller of clicks now. Twitter seems to be like short videos of stuff that you really want to watch as opposed to kind of thoughtful stuff. I was sat in the car on the way down to the police station and I sort of opened the phone, as one does, and I ended up like watching a cat chasing around a duck for like, I'm just like,
this is the best thing I've ever seen. This is brain rot though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's complete brain rot.
It really is. We need to get away from all of this stuff.
You need to talk. We need to talk to each other. It's really, really important.
Yes, in person.
Have you got me an envelope?
I have. Would you like one?
Mm-hmm. So, hang on. Our conclusion is, you don't like Mohammedans still.
I like the people. I don't like the toxic ideology that is harmful, not just to people, but to animals too.
Okay. I would say that we're pretty brutal with animals as well. But... role in this
English
conversation
farmers
is
are the best farmers in the world.
When they're allowed
you should always shop local, buy local, support local industry.
Do you know what the best thing about the countryside was?
Yeah.
When I went to the butcher's, two prime sirloin steaks, £10.
Epic.
If you go to Waitrose and buy a sirloin steak, I know it's Waitrose, but Sainsbury's, Tesco's finest, I will, but the darker the meat, I will buy it. I don't like buying those fluorescent red steaks. I don't trust where they come from. You would pay double that.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely no problem. So you've got food inflation and shit living in the cities and two sirloin steaks for a tenner. So my dinner...
Can't go wrong.
I'd one night after the other. My dinner for those two things was that and some chips and some local veg.
Lovely.
And then we've got our veggie patches starting to kick through now.
Yes, become self-sufficient.
My job is to be is the stoppy liberal, and I think I'm doing pretty well today.
If you had some chickens as well, you'd have fresh eggs.
I'm getting chickens.
Want, and then you can kill them every now and then for some meat.
Mohammedans. How would you kill the chicken?
You just break its neck.
That's a bit Mohammedan.
Instant death. What are you talking about? You don't slice it open and wait for it to bleed to death and kind of...
Cal, you're talking about apples and oranges here.
No, we're not.
I've got to the bottom of your argument.
I'm talking about nice, painless killing. Yeah.
Pick it up
of an animal to eat it, as that's what they're designed for.
Have you ever
wrung
a chicken's neck?
Versus...
I have.
No, my granddad used to, though.
I've wrung a chicken's neck.
Yeah?
Once. I will never do it again.
Really?
Yeah, I got it wrong.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You should...
I didn't do the... It's done. I was told how to do it, and I ended up with a chicken's head in my hand. Yeah. Just the skin part.
Oh.
The rest of the chicken, eyes and everything else.
Mate, that's nasty.
So that was a bit... That wasn't good. Anyway,
yeah, good.
I think we move away from this topic of conversation.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God. We can never escape. The new culture secretary.
Mm.
That one who's put in charge of our culture.
Lisa Nandy.
Lisa Nandy.
The one who said that the culture wars are over.
the culture wars are over. Otherwise, you go into camp. We made you over there, Mr. Coconut Boy.
Go on.
Biologically male competitors should be allowed to take part alongside women, says Labour's Lisa Nandy.
Ah.
Go fuck yourself.
So what she meant by the culture wars are over is that she thinks she's won them.
Mm.
So they're going to reverse what the Tories have done when they one of the
Tories
good things.
Tories ignored this shit.
But one of the few good things they said is that men should not be taking part in women's sport. It's unsafe.
Why was it a conversation? Like, in what sane society, where these people are meant to be like the thinkers, in what sane society was it ever a conversation?
Well, Lisa Nandy doesn't want to think. I think she said, we refer over to the people who know more about this. Like, there's nothing to know. Like, men are physically faster and stronger. It's damaging, dangerous for women, for men to be partaking in their sports. And also, it's unfair. We just saw this week in Virginia, in the cycling, the men won in the women's cycling.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Yeah, they cleared it. Mm. It's just terrible.
So that's about, that's, so someone like Lisa Nandy, who's a woman.
Mm. Well.
She
can't tell us what a woman is, so I don't know.
That's true, but in my iteration of understanding what a woman is, she is one. Fair. She has female reproductive organs and a, you know, slightly wider cervix.
She's an adult human female.
It would seem strange to me that she's an example of what you were saying earlier, which is to be inclusive, you become exclusive to yourself. So she's basically becoming a misogynist.
Yeah.
In order to pander to a bunch of very, very autogynephilic sex pest men.
Yeah. And in including these men, she's excluding women.
Have you, like,
awful?
I can understand when I was a kid and we used to go to the swimming pool and stuff like that, and I'd look at a naked body that wasn't my mum's, because, you know, you see that, I'd sort of stare at it and go like that. But that's like a kid.
Mm.
But if you're doing that as a man,
it's just dirty.
It's like, and also, where are all the trans men in men's changing rooms?
It's funny, though, isn't
it? They're
really funny how it's often one way around.
But I bet you there are some, but they would go, they would not feel manly because they didn't have a penis. So they would probably keep a towel wrapped around them and change in a cubicle, you know, do a bit of, like most men do. Whereas men, Leah Thomas's, you know, whatever his name is, are actually getting off on it.
Well, there's the perverse side of it, but there's also the just cheating side of it. As in, they just want to win, and they're rubbish at sport. So they go.
Do you think it's about winning, or do you think it's about...
Oh, massively.
Do you think it's about hating women?
No, I think it's both. I think, all three. They're perverts, they're misogynists, and they just want to cheat.
Mm.
People like Leah Thomas, who score, 500, 600 in men's, go and win first place in the women's. It's disgusting.
But then you get good athletes like Serena Williams, who said that Andy Murray would beat her in 15 minutes, 6-1, 6-love, 6-love, 6-love.
Amateur men tend to beat professional women. This is because men are better at sport than women, because we are faster and stronger, more physically capable, generally speaking.
On films, not when you watch films. The number of like little girls that I see beating out like big, strong Russian mobsters, I'm just like, it just wouldn't happen.
Well, this is the problem of last week, isn't it, with the women secret service agents who were like, oh my gosh. The chubby little women who couldn't put their guns away.
There were some very good memes about that, though.
Yeah, there were.
Did you hear the David Attenborough ones?
No.
This little chunky bastard is trying to protect. She unholsters her gun and is unable to do so. All right, so what have we got? We've got to cover serious topics, very serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're grown-ups.
But it's not fair on those women, and it's not fair on, anyone.
Mm.
So Lisa Nandy, and as the culture secretary, is making a massive mistake. The whole Labour government, they just posted this tweet of, look how progressive we are, all the women in the Labour Parliament. It's like, well, you don't. First of all, most of you won't define what a woman is.
Yeah.
So how are you celebrating that you've got more women in Parliament? But also, it's not necessarily a good thing to have more women in Parliament.
It's not good just by the sheer fact that they're women.
But they're not a minority. Women are a majority.
Mm.
Of our country. It's not like they're protecting some minority group.
What do we do then?
We have 50%, 51% women.
What, do we just ban them from things?
Well, I mean...
Come on.
Ban who?
Women. Come on, Carl.
No, we have to provide and protect for our women. Women are the heart of the family, where men are the brain of the family. We lead in very different ways.
But I had a really good KC.
Yeah.
She was really good. She was so good.
Did you win?
Yeah, I did win, yeah.
Wait, which one? Because I haven't seen you in a case in a long time.
Do you want to fight? Why are you being like this?
90 grand each. Which Casey?
Stop it. It hurts. But she was a woman. She was really good.
There is an argument to be made that universal suffrage was the start of the downfall of Western society.
Is there? Yeah. Make it.
Because generally speaking, women tend to be more liberal. More emotionally, because they're more emotionally intelligent, they want to be more inclusive because they are more empathetic than men, and we are more pragmatic and logic based. They are more emotive, more emotion based, and so all of our policies have been flooded with liberal ideas of what it means to be nice rather than what it means to be a good country.
Yeah.
And actually, before universal suffrage, the people who voted had a real world investment in the world, in the country, in the land, quite literally. And now it's just any Joe Bloggs, or what's the female version of a Joe Bloggs?
Jane Bloggs.
Any Jane Bloggs gets a say. And then we end up with a parliament with a bunch of Islamists and people who don't know what a woman is.
I'm conflicted about the woman thing because I know many talented women who work in fields and do really, really well, but I'd sort of instinctively go, I think everyone would be happier if we said the most important thing is the family.
Yeah.
And you can have a kind of cucked guy that wants to stay at home and raise kids. You can. It does happen. Not cucked. That's the wrong
point
word to
use. Right. Work is not something to be strived for, right? Work, the whole point of work, whether it's a high profile job like a KC or a lower profile job like sitting on a sofa having a chat, right? Whatever.
Are you trying to call this low profile?
Well, you know what I mean.
This is like intellectual rigor.
Oh, please. But it doesn't matter what you do. The whole point of work is to provide for the women and the children. Our whole purpose of men is to make sure that the woman can be the woman, the home giver, the mother, not always the mother, but always the home giver. Like, we are there for them. That's our whole purpose.
Someone has to do it.
And so when the women go out to work, oh, yeah, great, good job. Yeah, what to what end? We're dying as a country. Our birth rate is 1.4. We're not replacing ourselves. We're aborting 250,000 young babies every year. Like, we're killing off and or not having children because women think it's better, or they've been told it's better for them to become like men in men's spaces doing men's roles.
How does one reverse that problem? Because I agree with you. So Hungary has got all of its progressive family, not progressive, but its family-based policies.
Yeah, so they incentivize. They incentivize the family.
And they've just upticked their, whatever it's called, that number, you know, the replacement rate number to 1 point. I think it's coming up now. South Korea is 0.9.
Wow.
Japan is going to be... It's going to lose 20 million of its population in 50 years.
Well, again, we just ignore the leftist. We ignore the emotive language because the response, people watching this video in the comments will be like, you want to oppress women and force them and chain them to the kitchen, blah, blah. Like, that's the language of the leftists. They use that emotive language. It's a falsehood. It's a straw man. It's a lie in order to paint you as some kind of oppressor for supporting women in their natural role. Like, this is why they argued at first.
But what would you say to a woman who was like, I want to be a barrister?
Great, but... You're letting society down.
Okay. The greatest. Surely there would be enough. So, okay. I'm with you.
If that was a minority, I'm not saying women can't do these things. I'm saying it is better for a woman to do what a woman's role is, which is the home giver.
So with a set of exceptions. So if we created
There'll always be exceptions.
Okay, but if we created an equal playing field where women and men can strive equally. But what we did,
but it's not
culturally,
because we can't become mothers.
But you know, but I'm saying culturally, we turned around and said the best thing a woman can strive towards is to be a mother.
Yeah.
Because it's the greatest investment you can make in your future. It's a sign of hope, optimism, everything. You've got to bring a child into the world. It's like a wonderful thing.
And we should caveat that not every single woman can become a mother, but it is a blessing that most women can become a mother.
Mm.
'Cause
I think that's not a bad take on it.
There's nothing better. I mean, at the end of our miserable short lives...
Speak for yourself, mate. Mine's been horrendous.
There's nothing better than having passed on everything you know and love to the next generation and having helped grow the next generation rather than, having worked 40-hour weeks to do what?
I certainly think that our generation was probably, you know, I mean, my mum had a job. But then she quit her job when she had family and kids. I think probably our generation is the last one with, I think I told you about my friend who's got two kids and both mum and dad work and then they had to hire a new nanny because both the children started speaking English with a Filipino accent.
Wow.
Yeah, they were just never around an hour a day. Come on, save us. Unite the kingdom, Calv. What's the policy? We got that coming up on Saturday.
The 27th, yes.
And there's a Paloma Faith March against racism.
That's going to be amazing.
Don't like racism.
Live music, lots of inspirational speakers. It's going to be a good day for patriots to get together and in camaraderie and just be British with each other. That's a good thing.
That sounds a bit dodgy. Be British with each other.
Yeah, instead of being putting
is that
these...
like missionary and not asking for permission and rolling off straight off? Yeah,
instead of being divided into these boxes of you're the gay community, you're the black community, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, we're just all British and that's a good thing.
But there are different communities. Like, you know, there are...
Sure.
There,
you, but like, you have to have an Brixton, umbrella that you all come under, right?
You go to Brixton, there's a lot of salt fish, you know.
I love salt fish.
Yeah, there's not...
Ackee and salt fish is amazing.
You don't get a lot of good salt fish food. In Wimbledon Village.
No, because it's not a British food.
No. So I'm saying there are communities. You do get Jamaican communities.
But if we want to have a homogenous or a predominant community or a predominant culture...
Roast beef.
We have to come together under something. Yes, roast beef.
That's it. No more jerk chicken for you, chaps.
You can have your occasional jerk chicken, but roast beef is a British dish, right?
Mm.
We've got to celebrate things that are British.
Otherwise, I like jerk chicken, but can jerk chicken not become a bit British? Can we not just say this is the British spin on jerk chicken?
Like this, this is the problem. You can have
like you can have additions. Chicken breast instead of chicken thighs.
Do you want an
thighs?
Additional replacement is the question.
I want an addition.
Do you want to replace roast beef with jerk chicken? Because that's what the liberals would have us do. They would say there is no British culture. There's no British food. What's a British dish? Roast beef. Oh, that was invented in where? Like that's their mentality.
I hate their mentality. I hate it. Do you think we're winning? Someone asked me that this morning.
I think we win in the end.
Yeah, I said that was my answer. Do you think we're winning?
Well, you know what?
Do you think that the fact that no riots at all post the Trump failed assassination would have shown to a moderate Democrat, this is the guy. This is what people who are genuinely trying to make the country better are like.
I'm meeting an American friend for lunch after this. And I want to get his take on this because I met one last week who said, your country is in a malaise.
It is.
There's a real weird vibe of the place.
It's a sad place to be, unless you're out where I am.
And I don't think we always see it. Yeah, we have to escape it to see it. We have to zoom out a bit.
Mm.
I don't know if we're winning yet, but there is momentum building. June the 1st was a great start. July the 27th will be continuing that momentum. And I think by the next election, we'll have enough momentum to actually have a voice for the silent majority.
And will we have a Farage on board?
It
won't
be us, it will be the masses. We'll have a Farage on board.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in his vested interests, yeah, absolutely.
And will we have a Tai? Tyson's been on a blocking spree, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
That's interesting.
He's voting all, so blocking all the dissident right.
Carl started to make all the right overtures to, he apologised to Jess Phillips.
Yeah.
He tried to sort of, you know, he's a very intelligent man.
Yes.
And he was greeted with...
What I love about Carl is team. Carl Benjamin, he puts his ego aside because he's been around a long time. Mm. He started this webcam stuff, this YouTube stuff, right? He said, this is bigger than all of us individually.
Yeah.
And if we want to make this country a better place, we have to come together
and
put our issues aside, our egos aside. And that's what many of us have done.
Yeah.
But Farage and Tyson's lot can't meet him, can't meet us. In the middle.
Well, he should come because those are the people he wants to vote for him at the next.
Well, you've personally invited Nigel Farage to come on the 27th.
Today, yeah.
So if he doesn't come, it wasn't that he wasn't invited. I'm hoping he's there, but maybe he will be.
Do you think he will?
No.
Why not?
Well, the way you always say it, he wants to remain in the tent, right?
Yeah.
And he wants to be a part of the establishment. And I get that people like him, that's great, but he's not a hero. He has only ever looked out for himself. And yes, we on the right have aligned with him on many issues, and that's been helpful because he's got a massive profile and he's managed to, when it's helped him, drag us along with him. But when it hasn't helped him, he hasn't, and he doesn't. He was great when he was being debanked because we all backed him, and he got the momentum moving of, you know, big tech and big banking and big government overreaching. That was a good argument. But the moment someone else got debanked, where was he?
Yeah.
When you couldn't get a mortgage, where was he?
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Where were all the people that clapped on along with him? You know, because also the thing about Farage, which is great, is that you can get the Constantine Kissens to applaud along to Farage because, you know, Constantine's like, yeah, banking is really important and it's really bad. So you can get the centrist dads to clap along as well. And Farage has a great ability to do that.
Yeah.
I hope he comes and I hope he speaks to the people that love him because they see him as a hope.
that the establishment need to meet the working class. And this is why Labour are struggling, because Labour used to be about the working class and they no longer are. And therefore, they've lost a massive core of their vote.
Yeah, it's been an inversion, hasn't it? In America, Trump's MAGA movement is all about the working class.
Absolutely.
And the Democrat movement is all about elitist weirdness, gender crap.
Yeah.
And in the UK, the Conservatives haven't flipped. So Farage actually tweeted today, he said there is good to be an answer to Parliament because the Conservatives and Labour agree about almost everything. Mm. So there is a need to have a Trump-like figure, which Farage may or may not seem like himself like. I don't know. We'll have to see. But join us on the and join me on the night before.
You were doing a thing with Joey Barton, but he's not.
Joey Barton is now involved in. We haven't spoken about that. Yeah, Joey Barton's being done for malicious communications for turning around and saying that women murdered football.
Oh,
so football. Has been maliciously communicated with as an entity.
Wow.
It's like, fuck off.
So who's the victim here?
Football.
So who's suing him?
Enya Luko is suing him again, I think.
This is crazy.
She's a very, I hate to sound disparaging, but she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer either.
I don't know who this is, but...
She's a footballer, ex-footballer, and she everything's about racism. And everything, she literally would say to you and has said in public that, white people are not as good as black people. It's like, come on.
Then she should be in jail for racism.
Yeah, but they didn't do it, see, because in the woke world, you can't be a racist, dark-skinned person.
Right.
Except you. You're a problematic one. So, what are your thoughts for everyone to take away this week?
Oh, I didn't know I had to have a thought of the day.
I just thought about it.
We've been on Radio 4.
Thought for the week from Calvin Robinson.
My thought is, we have to show them what these words mean, because they've lost, when we say...
Irregular,
it means illegal. When we say inclusivity, they mean exclusive. We have to show them what inclusivity is. So we've got to get behind our union flag. And I'm going to keep making this point that the union flag is what unites all of us. We also have our St. George's Cross or St. Andrew's Cross or the Welsh Red Dragon or the Red Hand in Northern Ireland. But all of us come under the United Kingdom's union flag. And that's something we can celebrate.
Yeah.
And we've got to get rid of the rainbow flags. We've got to get rid of the ISIS or the Palestinian flags or the Hamas flags. We've also got to get rid of the Ukraine flags and the Israel flags. We are not Israel. We're not the Ukraine any more than we are Palestine.
If anyone's
we
still
are the United Kingdom.
You heard it here first. If you're still flying a Ukraine flag at this juncture, it's like, I can't help you.
But it's
I'm willing. Anyone who's got a Ukraine flag who wants to replace it, I'm happy to buy you a Palestinian flag to replace it just so you feel less embarrassed.
But the current thing isn't necessarily that. The current thing was the Ukraine, but now it's split in two directions to either Palestine or Israel. And this is a blind spot I think even our side has fallen to. I saw on June the 1st, there were so many Israeli flags in the crowd. I'm like, this is not an Israeli gathering. This is a British gathering just to fight for our Christian nation.
Yeah, but the British values are to protect, you said, the freedom of worship.
Absolutely. So, but have an Israeli rally and go and join it. Great. Tommy Robinson does. Great. Do that. But at a British rally, take your British flag.
I love how moderate and accepting and totally undogmatic.
I don't try to be inclusive in that sense.
I think...
Not inclusivity in the terms of excluding our own. Bring the British flag. The union flag.
I was listening to someone the other day and I thought of you when they said, we're on this earth for such a short period of time. You think that all of your views matter? None of them do. Mm. It's the book and the big man.
Yeah, it's true.
Right, so you're not going to be.
And I want to also elaborate on this whole thing of Judeo-Christian values, because this is one we finally got one of our centre-right politicians to mention Judeo-Christian on stage. Where that's the first time he's ever addressed anything that's not immigration. But we are not a Judeo-Christian country. We are a Christian country. England has been Christian since its inception over 1,000 years ago. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland has always been Christian, and. This whole putting Judeo before it, it dilutes it because...
I don't think it means anything.
Well, it could mean we are Abrahamic faiths. In that case, then why not Mohammedan Judeo-Christian?
Yeah.
You can stretch it as much as you want. The beauty of being a Christian country is that we protect freedom of worship for everyone of all faiths and none.
Yeah.
You don't get that in other states of other faiths. You do get that in a Christian faith. And that's why we have to be proud to say this is a Christian nation and actually support that and encourage that and not try to dilute it.
No, it's a place. It's definitely certainly a place to find a beginning. You know, because that's what movements need, and what, you know, and what those the malcontents need is something to unite behind. And as we've quite rightly pointed out, we need to unite behind the kingdom,
God, King, and country.
Yeah, and I hope that next week we will be doing our first sponsored up. So cool. I can expect to see you in some pretty big gold chains. Me in whatever the new Bugatti is. And we'll be rich beyond our wildest dreams.
We will be supported, at least. But at the rally for Harry and St. George.
Cry God.
Saturday. Yes.
England and St. George.
Yes.
Upon the King. That's one of the greatest speeches in Shakespeare, actually.
It is.
Upon the King.
I went to see Hamlet in the park the other day.
Don't tell me you went to... Who was it? Non-binary?
No, it was lovely. It was,
oh, it was good.
Very authentic.
Regent's Park.
No, in Cambridge. It was a fellows thing, and it was at King's College. It was just
proper.
It wasn't like the Globe where they have to replace every actor with either a black person or a trans person or a gay person. It was just
Shakespeare.
Yeah, I didn't know they could do that anymore.
Well, you've now reported them on air, so they'll expect to be shut down. Thanks a lot, Calvin.
Yeah, they didn't put any jokes in about Trump or any pressure about vaccines or anything.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a terrible production. I want to see... if it's not a non-binary lesbian of colour... Oh, God, something in my eye.
It's non-representative.
Then it's not. I'm not interested.
Do you have contacts?
No, I don't have contacts. I couldn't touch my eyeballs. I can't see properly, but... Yeah. Ow. Anyway, on that exciting bombshell...
On that bombshell.
we'll see you next week, and I may have an eye patch on.
God bless. Take care.
Bye.